Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Hebrews 12:7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there who the Father does not chasten? New King James Version.
Oh, discipline.
I know, we don't call it chastening anymore, we call it discipline. But it's the same thing.
I think we should bring chastening back. Did you chasten your child properly today, Jenny?
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. We won't use that word. But what does chastening mean? Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary describes the word as inflicting punishment, discipline for education, instruction, and training purposes. Nobody really likes any of that. Nobody wants to be disciplined. No. Getting instructed to do something is usually going against your original will and something you don't want.
Yes. And we, I mean, from inception, we have a will of our own that is not of God's. Think about kids and fighting and hitting each other. That's, you don't have to teach that.
Oh, no. My kids strong
never,
will, man.
Yes. My kids never, ever saw me or my husband hit each other, yet they'll try to whoop each other up. It just comes naturally.
We all have places in our lives that need correcting. Everywhere. Yes. From birth to adulthood. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're 5 or you're 50. There's a good chance that there's something you might need to learn.
And I do love that it says in this verse that God is dealing with us as sons or daughters. So he is disciplining us. He is refining us as he would his own child. We are his children. It's not like if you've ever been on a play date with other kids and you think, oh, I am so glad that that child is not mine.
It's not mine. Yep, I've thought that a few times.
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with all that. But when it's your own kid, you're like, oh no, and you pull them up short, you know, because you care about that child. You want them to be refined. You want them to have friends. You want them to be a good Christian, to grow up, be a productive member of society, all the things. And so God is dealing with us as that he wants us to be good, productive members of society, but most of all to make it to heaven and know his will and his love and his grace and his mercy and all of it. He is dealing with us because he loves us.
Oh, it's definitely a love thing. I'm not sure where it got skewed that disciplining your children is not actually showing them love. Now, I'm definitely not suggesting any kind of abuse on any level.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let's not go there. However, we do have to discipline and teach our children the same way God has to deal with and teach us things, and that's through discipline. And honestly, discipline is not usually just, well, let me tell you a few times how to do something. I mean,
yeah.
Usually
no,
talking
Johnny,
through
don't
it.
Do that.
Don't stop doing it. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. I'm sorry, but just repeated telling somebody not to do something doesn't actually change behavior.
It actually makes your word useless to your children if you just say it.
There's
and
no
you
respect
don't actually
there.
Discipline them.
You gotta follow through.
Yes. And it
That's
is, it learn. Has become, I have noticed a trend with mothers that it has become a thing of, oh, well, I don't want to be too harsh or I don't want to do whatever. The discipline varies with every household. Some households spank, some households don't, but you can still discipline within that.
And yes, you can.
It's just a matter of loving your child enough to follow through with the discipline also. I actually just wrote about this the other day. There was a time that one of my children had to be grounded from video games. That was his consequence for the action that he took. And just so happened that later that day, he ended up having a friend over. And the friend and the friend mom is like, oh, well, can't he just be disciplined tomorrow? The boys really wanted to play video games. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I was like, he disobeyed and I can't go back on this. Next time you come over, you'll be able to play video games if he doesn't do this again. And I had to stick to my guns, and it was almost like part of me wanted to be the cool mom and let them play video games and have them have a great time at my house and all of that. But I couldn't, in my conscience, I can't do that. He needs to learn his lesson. And now he'll learn it even better because it hurts that much more.
If you don't give consequences that have any meaningful
follow through.
Yeah, then kids are not going to curb their behavior. They're going to keep doing the same thing. And can I tell you what is really embarrassing is if your kid acts like a fool in front of other people and does stuff because you weren't disciplining or following through on something, it really does reflect on you as a parent too. Yeah. If your child isn't, it doesn't know how to behave.
Barring any special needs. I do right. know that Agreed. There are kids out there.
We both got some.
Yeah. Especially that ADHD brain takes them off. Like they've all of a sudden forgotten every lesson they've ever learned.
There's going to be those situations. Yeah. No, I'm talking about repeated behavioral problems yes. that your child's doing. And you've seen people be like, oh yeah, they're in a biting phase or they're in a whatever. And I'm like, no.
They don't grow out of that without being taught to grow out of that.
Yes. There has to be some consequences to that. Just saying, now we don't do this. Now we don't do that. Like, that doesn't actually produce. I mean, I know at least for me, even as an adult, the consequences that I have received from my bad decision making, I have learned because of some nasty consequences that I've had to deal with because of my poor choices and behaviors. If I just read everything and absorbed it the way I was supposed to, just because somebody told me, hey, don't do this, hey, don't have this attitude, hey, don't act like this, then
it would be nice.
Yeah, then I'd be like this perfect person who just accepted everything and behaved accordingly. But we don't work like that as humans. No. We have to learn kind of the hard way with stuff.
And that's why sometimes we have to keep in that perspective. If you are in a time of enduring suffering as discipline, a lot of times God's trying to teach us something in that. And it really is in love. We need to keep perspective and not get angry at God for pulling us up short. We need to look at what the lesson he's trying to teach us is and learn from it and refine ourselves. Instead of going down the angry path, go down the path of, okay, Jenny, what can I take away from this and how can I get better?
And know that God's doing it out of love. I know, especially when I discipline my kids, I'm like, I love you. I'm giving you boundaries. I'm setting consequences to behaviors so that you understand when you get older and it becomes bigger consequences to your decisions, you'll be able to weigh those. You'll understand what happens mm-hmm. if you make choices and decisions that don't go well. It's love. It is absolutely, as much as it doesn't look like love, because nobody wants to be punished. No one wants these consequences for their bad behaviors. It's awful. It's not, and as a parent, I can imagine God's up there when we have to have a consequence to our behavior. He's up there going, I wish I didn't have to do this. Yeah. I wish I didn't have to give you this.
But he disciplines the ones he loves.
Yeah.
On purpose. Because he's trying to teach us how to be good people. He's our perfect and almighty Father. And we need to keep that in perspective.
If we're representing him, mm-hmm. we can't be running around acting like a bunch of fools all the time. Mm-mm. He's like, I love you too much to let you do that.
Yeah, to not have the consequences.
What's also interesting in this verse is the beginning of it. If you endure chastening. So it says, if we endure. So does that mean we don't have to endure this chastening?
Or if you don't endure it, are you not loved?
So yes, if we allow ourselves to be corrected by God and we deal with our consequences and we morph and change through those, then we're allowing ourselves to fall under the dynamic of Father God and us being his daughters. But if we don't want to endure it, we can be nasty, throw a pity party, get angry, and kind of change the course of our growth.
Yeah.
If God loves you, he's going to keep coming after you, but you can also heap consequences and heap consequences until you figure it out. So it's really up to us and our choices and how we want to handle the consequences we've been given. But ultimately, know that it's for our good.
Yeah. And learn from it and submit to it and understand that God is for us.
Our challenge this week for you is asking God for wisdom in areas of your life where you're trying to grow, or you can see that you're trying to grow, or you can see that you're struggling in different areas, and ask God to give you wisdom so that you can change behaviors, so that you can change parts of you that need refining, so that you can go ahead and learn the lesson and finish enduring the trials and the instruction that you've been given. Because a lot of times for me, if I go through something and I recognize a little bit of, okay, God, please give me some wisdom because I'm hurting here and I want to know what your heart is, I need your wisdom. And God promises to give us that even if you're still going to continue to suffer after you get some revelation of what's happening, at least it makes it a little bit easier. I know there was a time maybe a year ago for me that I felt like maybe this was the pain and the trial I was going through was a consequence to a bad behavior or just something. I wanted God to reveal to me a little bit of what I needed to know and what I needed to learn through my situation. And he did. He gave me clarity. I had fasted over it and prayed and I said, God, please show me. And he did. He's like, basically, I'm instructing you here and you're going to get through this. Just hold on. And to me, that was very encouraging that I knew God's trying to refine me right now. I accept this not so fun situation to try to learn something about him and kind of get rid of some stuff about me. And I've learned a beautiful lesson through that.
And that's a good challenge to ask God to reveal what he's trying to teach us. I like that a lot.
We are so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.
Bye.